Welcome back inside Coach's Inside here on Cure Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Austin Eckert, head coach of the ACCHS girls for the final time here of the year. And, well, Coach, you've had four games since we've last talked, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday this week. You've had 3-1 in that stretch. Last week, Thursday, Friday, good wins over McLaughlin, Oskaloosa. Monday, a 30-point win over Horton. But then Tuesday night, a really tough loss to Jackson Heights. It was a game where your girls led for the majority of it until the second half. A couple of things happened, and Jackson Heights ended up winning that game by 9. So overall, when you look back at these last four, what were your thoughts on them?
I think we're starting to play some really good basketball, and that's what you want this end, towards the end of the year. You want to be playing your best basketball as you head into the postseason. Looking back to McLaughlin, Felipe is dealing with a lot of his players being out, whether it's due to COVID issues or injury issues. I think they hadn't been in the gym for 2 weeks when we saw them. So we handled that game pretty well. I think we ended up winning by 39. And we shared the ball really well. That's been a common theme our last five games. Against McLaughlin, we had a positive assist to turnover ratio. Same thing with Oskaloosa, Horton, and even last night against Jackson Heights. So that's kind of the biggest trend. And then the next night against Oskaloosa, we just shared the ball incredibly well. We ended up having 23 assists that night, and Addison Slutzbaum hit 7 threes, which tied our school record. And I mean we're starting to shoot the ball really well. We're starting to share it, and leading into this week, we had Horton and Heights. Against Horton, again, we had 16 assists to 12 turnovers. Any night you can have more assists than turnovers, you're playing basketball at a high level. And that same night, Natalie Nitz, she ended up hitting 9 threes, and which broke the school record, which was tied by her teammate Addison the game before, which was really cool. And then last night against Heights, you know, we built a nice lead to begin that game. I think we were up by 11 at one point in the first half. And we go into half up by 9, and then we come out in the second half. And, you know, there were a couple things that didn't go our way early, and it kind of changes our fight, the fight in us a little bit. And we didn't rebound the ball like we're capable of. And, you know, we let that one get away. Our girls feel like we could have won that game, but at the end of the day, they made more plays than us. They dominated us on the board, so hopefully that's something we can figure out.
Yeah, and talking back at that Jackson Heights game, it was a game you mentioned. You led by 9 going into the halftime break. Come out of the halftime break, I'll go ahead and talk about it. I mean, you get a technical foul on one of your girls there early in the third quarter on playing kind of a hustle play. That unfortunate thing happened, and then that kind of changed the format of the game, really, the second half. Is that also something, though, it's a good learning curve for your sophomore class, that you have mostly sophomores to show, you know, you're going to face some adversity? Is a chance of just battling through, especially in a big game like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't like talking negatively about refs, but it was just kind of a bogus technical, just a kind of a random technical. It was a very physical game all night long, and I'd never had a single issue with any calls because they were letting both teams play physical. And there was a flow to the game. It was a very fun game to watch if you were a spectator, because teams were playing really hard. We had two of our girls, two of their girls on the floor, and there was a little jostling over the ball. There was a jump ball called, and somehow our girl comes out of that with a technical. Nothing was said or anything like that, and we didn't deal with that adversity very well. That's something that we've done really well all season, was if something goes against us, whether it's calls, whether it's turnovers, whether it's maybe some COVID issues, whatever it is, we've been handling adversity really well. We just didn't respond to that in the right way, and it clearly affected us. Going back and watching the film, our fight on the boards just was almost zero after that. I would bet that they'd probably beat us by 20 rebounds maybe in the second half. I mean, it was pretty ugly after that.
Well, now I guess you'll have a quick turnaround. You'll have a chance to bounce back, though. You'll coming up next week in the opening round is Substate. Looks like you're going to have Riverside to open things up here next week. Riverside is a team you have already played this year, although it's a non-league team. You beat Riverside 40-37 back on January the 30th, so you know it's going to be a tough battle here in the first round of Substate, despite your girls getting the 2 seed. So what do you look at here a second time around with Riverside?
Yeah, Riverside gave us everything we could handle the first time we saw them. Like you mentioned, we ended up winning by 3, I believe. And they played really, really tough defense. They held us to 40 points, and they did some really nice things offensively. They have a nice post player, that freshman Wiser girl. She's a tough load to handle down low. We're definitely gonna have to come in focused, and we're gonna have to handle the ball. We're gonna have to share with each other. But I think the biggest thing is we're gonna have to rebound. If we rebound, I think we can play with anybody, because we're gonna be able to shoot the ball. We're gonna be able to do some good things offensively. It's just our first shot defense has to limit teams to only taking that first shot. Because against Heights last night, I thought our first shot defense was awesome. We just didn't finish possessions, and if we want to make a run in the postseason, we're going to have to finish those possessions with defensive rebounds.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck coming up against Riverside here next week in opening round of sub-state, and look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here throughout the postseason. But thank you, Coach, for all the time you've taken out here this year. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you here soon.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Austin Eckert, head coach of the ACCHS girls, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.